Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hello. This is Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I'm your host, Ellen Hartwell. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for the people recently, especially that have let me know that they like our show and they look forward to it. And when we haven't been on due to scheduling conflicts, they miss us. Isn't that sweet? I love it. Thank you so, so much for letting us know that. And if you have any suggestions, either something you'd like us to talk about, or you've got complaints or constructive criticism or whatever, just get in touch with us. We'd love, love, love to hear from you. Before I introduce you to my wonderful friend and co-host, I do want to say that it's important. It's always important. It always has been important. It is important. And it will be important in the future to remember that within you is this thing. And it's called common sense. And I'm noticing that common sense is a rare commodity these days. So let's dig deep, find our common sense, and then hit the apply button and use it. That's all I have to say about that. So without further ado, I introduce you to my friend, my mentor, my companion in uncrime, because we don't commit crimes, John Warren. How are you today?
I'm really good. Maybe they should change common sense to basic sense. Like, use the brain God gave you. Yeah, I like that. That's true. I'm good. I'm in Los Angeles. It's very hot here, Ellen, but everybody's bucking up and getting through it, and I'm happy as a clam. So, you know, here we are. Glad to be back on the air with you.
Oh, yes. Me too, with you. And stay cool if you can, and get help if you can't. Do not be afraid to call for help. If you can't get cool enough, call for help. You will get help. Call 911. I mean, don't be afraid to, really. If it's an emergent situation, get help. Heat, extreme heat, is dangerous. So really, don't have pride. Don't have pride. Get help if you need it. And I'm serious about that. And drink lots of fluids, and you all know what to do. But get help if you need it in this crazy, crazy weather we're having, or some people are having. So, John, today's topic is so contagious. Now, this is not a medical show. We don't do medical here. And we all know to get vaccinated, if we can, wash our hands, wear a mask, and protect yourself and others. We know this. If we don't know this by now, we've been asleep like Rip Van Winkle. So that kind of contagious, monkeypox, COVID-19 and its brothers and sisters, polio, God help us, polio, et cetera. Measles, the common cold is contagious. So we have things that aren't so bad, the flu, that are contagious. And then we have things that can be deadly, and maybe not deadly for you, but deadly for somebody else. So we know about this, and we do our best to protect ourselves and others. Yes, we do, don't we? Yes, we do. Good. But I'm not talking about infectious disease here. I'm talking about something that is so contagious, and we must protect ourselves from it the way we would from a disease, deadly or not. None of us want to be sick. So we protect ourselves from disease, and we must protect ourselves from this thing. Okay, Hartwell, spill the beans. What is it? Because I want to know. The most contagious thing that I'm talking about is lying about other. And by other, I mean anything that doesn't look or sound like you. I'm talking anything that to you is somewhat foreign or very different or very weird or whatever. And the lies told, sweeping generalizations, all Hispanic people are rapists and thieves. Categorically not true. All African-American people are this. All Italian people are that. All Russians are this. You can fill in the blank yourself. We've all heard horrible, horrible lies about groups of people. All fat people are lazy. All skinny people have some weird body image, or they're anorexic or something. I mean, the word all is so contagious. And we don't even know it. We're so used to hearing all this, all that, or they, this, you know, said rather sotto voce, they, you know, they this. No, they, uh-uh. Take it out of your head. It's the most contagious thing because there is nothing that is true about everyone except we are all one. We are all connected. But that, I believe, is true. We're all connected by spirit. And so, yes, but I'm talking about the things that we hear. All teachers molest their students. Come on. We need to think, and we need to think clearly about all. They all, that's so contagious. And it kind of creeps in. It's rather insidious. It creeps in. And you find yourself thinking that. You do. I know you do, because I know I do. It creeps in, and I'm like, oh, my Lord, I can't believe I had that thought. Well, I forgive myself, and I don't beat myself up for it, but I use it as a trigger to be more conscious, to be more awake, to be more aware, and take that lie and put it right in the dumpster where it belongs. And we've all had experiences where we've shocked ourselves, where someone from a different nationality or different race approaches us, and we've heard things, of course, about different from us, they, and immediately our head starts going, I wonder if they're sick. I wonder if they're dangerous. I wonder if they're going to steal. Whatever. Not all Romanians steal. Some do. Not all. It applies to a fraction, not all. But if you're like me and you've heard a lot of stuff, every once in a while some ugly, and I mean it, ugly, horrible, disgusting, repulsive lie will pop into my, thank God it doesn't come out of my mouth. Thank you, sweet Jesus. But I've had thoughts where, oh boy, this person is approaching me and I know that they fill in the blank. And I catch it and I go, Oh, my word, please help me to rid myself of this contagious lie about all and they, because it's a lie. It's just a lie. And I'll tell you an experience, and I'm not proud of it, but it'll illustrate what I'm talking about in case I'm being obtuse. I was at the store not too long ago and had this big, heavy bag of bird seed. I feed my songbirds. And it was a 50-pound bag, and, I mean, I lifted it out of the cart, and I was putting it into the back of my car in the trunk. And this man, who did not look like me, came running toward me. And I'm like, oh, boy. Hartwell, this is dangerous. Hartwell, be careful. Red alert. And he ran up to me. I mean, I didn't really have time to react. And he said, let me help you with that, ma'am. And he put it in my trunk for me. And I said, God bless you. Thank you so much. And he goes, my mama would whoop me if I didn't help you. I said, well, you have a good mama then. Thank you so much. And he said, you're welcome. And off he went. But the thoughts that I had in those seconds that this individual was walking very quickly toward me in a parking lot were ugly. I admit it. They were ugly. And so I came home, did what I needed to do, and I sat down with the God of my understanding and said, God, I am so embarrassed about that. I'm so ashamed of myself. And, of course, I'm already forgiven, and God understands. And he said, never believe the lie. And I kind of, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. And it kind of got filed away, as things do when we're busy and doing 5,897 other things. but it came to me a few weeks back. Don't believe the lie. And I thought about it, and I prayed about it, and that's how I came up with this title, So Contagious, because we're all subject to it. We all have it in there. And it is incumbent on us to say, wait, stop. Not all, fill in the blank, are crazy. Not all are bad, because it's just not true. It's a lie. And when I look at you, even if you look nothing like me, I try to remember, am I perfect at this? No. But do I work on this? That you have the very same spirit in you that I have in me. You were created by the same, in quotes, hands, the same divine intelligence, the same divine thought that created me. Namaste. Because otherwise, I can sink into fearful thoughts. The lie takes a hold. Oh, be afraid. Be very afraid. Because that is different. And therefore, that's scary. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Not if I keep my wits about me. I'm calm and I'm poised. And I go, oh, hi there. Hi, can I help you with that, ma'am? Why, thank you. God bless you. I so appreciate that help. Thank you so much for helping me out. And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're anything like very imperfect me, it creeps back up. I had it happen to me this morning briefly. It creeped back in, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. No, no, no. Now, I am very grateful that some of these less than savory, as a matter of fact, ugly thoughts don't come out of my mouth. I've gotten that far. But I want to get so the thought doesn't even come in. It is so contagious that I have to protect myself from thoughts like that that cause divisive thinking and divisive behavior. I have to protect myself the way I do my best to protect myself from COVID or any other dangerous disease out there, because, ladies and gentlemen, it is a disease. It's a disease of the mind. It's a disease of the soul to have those ugly thoughts. Now, you're going to, I'm going to, but we do want to get awake and aware. Let those thoughts be a trigger for you to go, oh, wait a minute, whoa, 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 what am I thinking here? What am I thinking? Goodness gracious sakes alive, let me clean up my thoughts, just like I wash my hands. Let me clean up my thoughts, because, oh, that stuff is so contagious, and it is bad for our society, and I mean the human race, to have those thoughts. And certainly to act on them, and certainly to do anything that comes to mind, making a disparaging comment. And then real quickly, before my turn here is up, it is very easy to be in with a group of people, your friends, your family, whatever, people you know fairly well, and someone will say something like, could you believe that person, fill in the blank, did that, fill in the blank, and you go, yeah, I know. You know, it's probably because I know. It probably is because, and stop yourself. Stop yourself and think about it. Maybe that person did a terrible thing because that person did a terrible thing. Maybe it had nothing to do with race, color, or creed. Maybe that person did a terrible, terrible thing because that person forgot for a moment who they were and who you are. And I am not excusing poor behavior. Do not hear that. I don't want hate mail. Bad behavior is bad behavior, but bad behavior, murderous behavior, divisive behavior is just that. And it doesn't attach to one particular group or another particular group. It just is. And there's no excuse for it. I have no patience for that. I just don't, so don't think I do. There's no excuse for it. But we can help. We can help ourselves, and then, of course, that goes on to others, of being careful what we say and being careful what we think when it's hateful, it's prejudicial, it's divisive. Catch yourself. That one individual may be like that. that negative thing. But that doesn't mean that everyone that is white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, filthy, stinking rich is self-centered and bratty and wouldn't give you a quarter if you needed a phone call. Maybe some are, not all. And that applies to every other group. And it is contagious as all get out to let those thoughts carry on, share those thoughts with others in any negative way, redeem the conversation, put it to an individual who did something bad, but not because of race, color, or creed. It is very contagious. Be awake. Be aware. Be conscious of this. Because if you are, that'll help me to be okay. Deal? Deal. Okay, before I turn this over to my wonderful mentor, John, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can go to our website, ellenhartwell.com. We'd love, love, love to hear from you. And next week's show is called Liars, Teasers, and Brats, Oh My. Okay, thank you for listening. And John, take it away, little rip tater chip. I'm going to go mute.
All right, bye, Ellen. Thank you.
All right, bye, John.
What an interesting topic. I didn't know we were going to go here, but I'm glad we did. And listening to you sort of triggered a lot of thoughts for me because of where we are, you know, in terms of race, mind consciousness and what's going on. And this is not a political show. I'm not going to do any politics. I promise you that. But I will say that one of the things that I think is really important as you mellow in your practice of religious science is to give ourselves, a wide berth, and also know that the road gets narrower. It seems like a contradiction, but it is not because, well, maybe it is. I'm not going to say it's a contradiction or not. Maybe it is a contradiction, but as we expand our consciousness, and I truly believe this, things that seemed contradictory a minute ago, like at a smaller level of, you know what I'm trying to say. When we were a little less conscious than we are now, things seemed contradictory that no longer seem contradictory as we expand our consciousness. So this might be contradictory now that you and I are walking the broad highway and that the universe is broad, loving, and gracious, and we live in that world. And at the same time, because we want to practice, we are actually threading a narrow needle often. Like, and it's because we are becoming aware of how much energy and power we have that we are allowed to tap into. Like that is, you know, on the one hand, it's a massive backgrounding behind us, animating us, of endless supply. And then there's us, who kind of needle points of God, like expressing. And I can only funnel X amount. Well, I mean, I'm not going to quantify. I'm not even going to say that. I'm focused on specific things because I am utilizing it in the same way that the extension cord is utilizing, like is putting just the right amount of electricity in the fan that is my dog is sitting in front of right now. Small fan, like a desk fan. So it's not much. Doesn't need much. It would be overwhelming if there was more electricity funneling through that. So those things that seem contradictory aren't. And one of the things I like about always listening to Ellen and talking to Ellen is that we are not of the let's go and be gurus of religious science bent. And that's a little judgmental. And yeah, I guess it is. It is what it is. We are like, apply this now, people, and see what happens and know that you do not have to lift the heaviest weight the moment you walk in the gym. You actually don't have to get to the U.S. Open if you want to play tennis. You want to practice tennis? Go practice tennis. You're going to start wherever you are, to paraphrase Pema Chodron, the Buddhist nun. You're going to start wherever you are. And where you are, Ellen just talked about it, and I am too. I live in a big city. I live in a metropolitan area that has 15 million people in it. And I've chosen that. I like big cities. I like, you know, whatever. I like the big mess that they are. Some people don't. It's all good. However, you cannot live in a city like this and not run into the cacophony of humanity And so it's like, oh, my God, do I think great thoughts about people all the time? Do I sometime quantify those people in my head, in my negative thoughts, into groups? And is it easy and facile to just go with the ethnicity or with fill in the blank or like that culture is this in my mind? Does it sometimes come out of my mouth? Yeah, not very much anymore. Because I have sort of expand, like I like to believe that my consciousness has gotten to the point where it's like, no, I see the person as opposed to whatever it is that made me comfortable the last time when I felt the need to judge them because I was afraid of something. All of that stuff didn't happen in my mind at the time. I'm afraid of something. Therefore, you are causing me fear. Therefore, I'm going to funnel that in the easiest slot that I can funnel it into, which is, because you speak this language or because you look like this, this is the way it is. Well, none of that's true. None of that's true. God, you know, Jesus hung out with prostitutes. Like, that's just, like, keep expanding. And the reason why, and I always want to circle back on this, because I'm going to touch on how this is contagious as well, but I want to circle back on something else that I think is important. If you don't, like, this is not Sunday school. We are not here to tell you to be better people. If you want to engage a spiritual life that will expand your consciousness so that you may live the life that you have dreamed of, this stuff goes with the territory. Meaning, and I will tell you this, bigotry demonstrates. And I don't even think it's bigotry because I think most people go there. I don't think I've had moments like that. I don't think Ellen, who's had moments like that, is like she's reacting to some conditioning. The people who stay there, and I will say, and I think the real character defect, I'm using the word defect in quotes, the thing that is not polished in the diamond of my humanity that needs to be worked on there, maybe it's some internal prejudice against other parts of God's creation that I have gotten probably from society. But also, I want to tell you something. It's laziness. That's what it is for me. Because I kind of like people as a general rule, like not always and not all of them. But in general, I like, that's why I live in this, you know, I like being in the rabble. And I'm curious about people. That is also true of me. You don't have to be. But that's also true of me. And when I go there and when I observe it, and I will use a non-ethnic inspired example, what I observe almost always in practice, if I spend any time, is a fear-based laziness. And there, you know, I am not judging any of that. But I am saying it is actually easy to go there, and it's not because we are bad people. It's because we all have a lot to do, and the world is big, and sometimes the world is loud, and it is easier to quantify in a way that makes us feel comfortable based on those things that are fed to us, maybe from our parents, I hope not, but maybe, or from the media, or from somebody trying to sell you something. I work in the movie business as well, and let me tell you, and I have thought about this a lot, we have sold a lot of dishonesty about what romantic relationships are actually like. Like, not we, I mean, I'm not that on that level in Hollywood, but like the movie business in the United States makes a lot of money on promoting stuff that is fundamentally not mean-spirited, but it's like, that's not really the way long-term relationships usually are. That's not really, most people don't run to the airport at the end of the movie and say, don't leave. Usually it's like, yeah, you leave, and then maybe 2 weeks later you go, I shouldn't have left, and it becomes messy, and it goes on and on. No one wants to pay $10 for that, so it's not what we sell. I'm not trying to be concise here, but I'm saying there's a lot of stuff that applies to ethnicity. There's a lot of other stuff. And no, we do not have time. But I want to say something about this. It is important to always circle back to, is that true? Am I coming from a place of my highest expression, or am I coming from a place that I heard that from my mama, or I heard it from the media, or, oh, that's the way they are? Because I want to say something to you. I think we can be calm, and I think it's actually quite easy once you get into the groove of manifesting based on the energy you have access to and what you're thinking about and what you're talking about and what you believe and adjusting that stuff, it becomes a kind of act of continual grace, a no-sweat thing. Jesus didn't go, oh, my gosh, I hope I can do the fishes and the loaves today. I'm going to bite my nails and get my affirmations just right. It just happened. It becomes easy and graceful. However, along the way, we do actually have to pay attention to what we believe and what we're thinking about and what we're saying and be gracious and kind and be on the broad highway, the wide berth of forgiving ourselves and others, and also know when to be exacting with yourself, meaning I go there too much and I go back to my thing, overhear yourself. And the reason for that is so that you can demonstrate a greater life, so that you can express a greater version of God that is you already. God doesn't care. The universe is like, I love you if you do nothing this whole life. And if you do a ton of stuff and keep expanding your consciousness, I also love you. You don't get any better. You're not going to the head of the line because you did great with your manifestation evolution. You're doing it because you want to do it. All of that is true, and I say all of this to say, is that, as Kenny Rogers taught us, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And I use that in this, know when to be gracious and kind and go. Ellen just gave you a great example. I'm going to give myself forgiveness and room because I reacted to somebody as I had society conditioned to react, or wherever she got that information. And he turned out to be a totally great, like, loving, kind person doing something right, doing a good deed. He did his mitzvah and helped her with the whatever she had to put in her car. And go, oh, I'm going to forgive myself for reacting that way. And then I'm going to overhear myself and go, you know, you go here a lot, John. I've done it recently with boundaries and people-pleasing. Like, this is not helpful. Like, this isn't helping anybody. And then I cop a resentment and express it, and I have to work it out, and blah, blah, blah. They go, this pattern's a little much. I'm going to forgive myself for it, but I'm also going to be a bit exacting about it, not because I want to go to the head of the class in Sunday school, but for that God's going to love me any more or any less, the universe, however you say it, Holy Spirit, but because I want to keep expanding because I have tasted it, and I like it. And is the project of this expression in this life. It is what I am doing here in the broadest and also the most specific sense. Bigotry, you're going to get bigotry back. Like, you're going to get a smaller life. And also, just, you know, look at it as lazy. Do I think this because it's true? Or do I think this because I was fed it and I just don't feel like making an effort to find out otherwise? And I say in general, I'm a Californian. I was born and raised here. Let me tell you, the stuff that I hear about California is actually comical from people who, I don't know, for some reason resent California. I don't know, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. They have decided that this is what's happening. You know, that I step on needles all the time when I walk down the street, or like that we're constantly having blackouts is the one from last week. It's like, I don't know, not true. I don't know what to tell you. But when I had paid attention to that, I was like, oh, okay, that person, like, that's coming from an expression of, I need to be comfortable about this because I'm not comfortable with my choices. And I have this stuff too. Like, I have it too. And go, okay, I'm going to actually discern. Nobody said spiritual practice wouldn't take some time. I'm going to discern whether this is important for me to rise above or get past. Is it hindering my progress? And if the answer is yeah, I'm going to address it. If it is yeah, but I don't have time to focus on it right now, it's like, okay, you're going to do that. You have time. God will give you time to do that. The point is, don't get caught up in the contagion of what the group think is, unless you choose to. Be conscious of it. That's the difference. You say, oh, yeah, I am going to do this one that everybody else is doing because it helps me, and I am expressing God through me, and I want to keep practicing that and expanding that. Well, no, it doesn't. I don't think that's true. You know, I don't know what to say. There's not needles all over the ground in Los Angeles. That's just not true. People who believe that have some sort of agenda that, oh, yeah, we're done. We're done. You get my point. And I think that's true of many, many things. And keep expressing yourself and expanding. End of rant. Oh my gosh, it's 29 after.
So
I didn't even know.
It's so true. All that junk about L.A. and California is
and some
not
of it
true.
Is, it's based on 20% true. Well, but it's just sort of like, okay, we don't live like that. How can you like? That's just crazy talk.
It is crazy talk. It is.
Yeah.
So next week's show is Liars and Teasers and Brats. Oh my! And just be awake, be aware, and have fun with all of this. Let your lives rip, Tater Chip.